Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, now let's listen to the 30th verse of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون.
Tell the believing men to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts. That is purer for them. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what they do.
As we explained in the previous episodes, the occasion of the revelation of this noble verse was the fact that once a young man of the believers was gazing at a woman who had her veil up behind her ears. So the woman passed away, the man was still looking at him, the man enters a narrow alley and he was still looking at the woman when he suddenly hit his face against the wall with a sharp point of bone or piece of glass. So he retold this event to the Prophet, and then Gabriel came down and brought this holy verse. Now, we said that this is a very delicate way of speaking when the Holy Quran says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell them to lower their gaze. This means that you should not close your eyes, but rather you should shorten your gaze. You should delete the scene which is forbidden for you from the scope of your eyes. And the Holy Quran does not specify the exact thing that the person must cast down gaze from. So the complement of the verb is omitted. This means that you should cast down gaze from whatsoever which is unlawful to look at, and this is what you yourself know best. But with regard to the context of these verses, especially the following verse that mentions veil, it will be clear that it means not looking at women who are related within forbidden degrees, or are harmful or forbidden to look at. The occasion of revelation mentioned in the beginning confirms this matter too. So, dear listeners, this means that there are some attractions that are put inside the bodies of all human beings which must be controlled. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And the sin must be prevented from its origin, from its starting place, which means taqwa and piety is to be started from the controlling of the eyes. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And this leads to modesty. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. So if you want to guard your modesty, the best way, actually the starting point, is to save your eyes, is to lower your gaze.
الزمان تألقا وأضاء لي الدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, from what is said, this matter is understood, that the verse does not signify that men must not gaze or stare at women's face, so that some people misuse it and say that not staring look is permitted. However, the purpose of the verse is that when a man looks or sees, the scope of his vision is vast, and at the time of entering a woman who is related within forbidden degrees in the scope of his vision, he must cast down his look in a way that the woman is omitted from the scope, so he has intentionally deleted that scene. It means that he does not look at her, but if he happens to see her face in the first place, there is no problem. It means that the man must not look at her, but he must see his way, but he must look for his path. And that it is said that the word azka has been applied in this verse, and this means that yaghuddu min absarihim leads to azka. If you want to be pure, you must be starting from your eyes. This means to decrease your gaze, to lower your gaze. And the second command that is mentioned in the verse is to guard one's modesty and to be modest. The Arabic word farj, in fact, means a split or opening between two things, but in such cases, it connotes the meaning that you must save your modesty. In Persian language, it is used instead of it for keeping its connotative meaning. The purpose of being modest, according to Islamic narrations, is covering your body parts for not to be seen by the others. In a tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, every verse of the Holy Quran that mentions guarding modesty indicates a warning of fornication, except this verse, that it means keeping it from others' look. Since sometimes it comes to mind that why Islam has prohibited this action that is in line with one's lust and wish, at the end of the verse it is added, that is purer for them. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَلَ And Allah is all aware of what they do. In other words, Allah is aware of whatever kind of manner they have, whether they look openly or secretly or other forms. Almighty Allah is aware. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.